Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to improve your horse's longitudinal suppleness. Now, suppleness is the second item on the dressage scales of training, and it is crucial to the horse's correct weighing of going. Now, if your horse is not supple through his back, he can never truly be through and connected. So what exactly is longitudinal suppleness? How does that play a part in this? And what can you do to improve this quality in your horse? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, what is longitudinal suppleness? Well, this term refers to the horse's suppleness over his top line. So it includes his back, his neck, his poll, and his jaw. Now, only when the horse is longitudinally supple will he be able to swing through his back, powered by his hind quarters and connected to an elastic contact. Now, the correct ligaments and muscles will be able to support the horse's frame without compromise, and the horse can be described as a body mover as opposed to a leg mover. Now, a longitudinally supple horse maintains a good rhythm at whatever pace you're riding in and works forward without any signs of tension, tightness, or resistance. So how can you tell if your horse lacks longitudinal suppleness? So if your horse isn't supple through his back, you'll notice the following signs. So number one is that the horse is hollow and above the bit. Number two is that the rhythm is not consistent. Number three is that when asked to extend, the horse loses balance, quickens his tempo, and hollows. Number four is that the horse's hind legs are not engaged and underneath him. Number five is that the transitions are unbalanced and rough. Number six is that when you ask your horse to move forward from your leg, he is slow to react. And number seven is that the horse is always on his forehand. So as you can see, if your horse is not longitudinally supple, there's a lot that can go wrong. So now let's talk about the dressage judge and how they go about addressing longitudinal suppleness. So in dressage tests, the judge is looking to see that the horse is supple through his back and works correctly along the dressage scales of training. Now, signs that longitudinal suppleness is lacking during a dressage test include the following, and these are what the judge will be looking out for. So number one is that the rhythm and tempo vary. Number two is that the horse is above the bit. Number three is that the horse appears tense and resistant to the rider's hand and leg. Number four is that the outline appears forced, as if the rider is holding the horse's head in position. Number five is that the horse is unbalanced through transitions because he is blocking the rider's half-halt aid through his back. Number six is that the horse's hocks are not engaged and underneath him. And number seven is that the horse works on his forehand. Now, there are two exercises specifically that are included in dressage tests at the lower levels, which are designed to demonstrate whether the horse is supple and working through his back correctly. And those exercises are the free walk on a long rein, and also the ones where you're asked to allow the horse to take the rein and stretch, which is usually on a circle in working trot or working canter. Now, in both those exercises, the judge wants to see the horse taking the bit forward as the rider eases the hand. Now, the horse should work through a loose back into a round frame. The stride should lengthen, and in trot and canter, the horse's back should lift underneath the rider, and the steps should become more elevated and elastic. So now we know what longitudinal suppleness is, we know how to identify if it's lacking in our horse, and we know what the dressage judge is looking for. How do we go about improving this quality in our horse? Well, before you can begin addressing your horse's longitudinal suppleness, there are a few prerequisites that you need to have in place first. And we're going to talk about them now. So the first thing you need is rhythm. The horse must work in a correct, consistent rhythm in all three paces. Next, you need a comfortable and relaxed contact to the bit. Now, the correct acceptance of the bit is integral, and the horse must work with a relaxed jaw, not one that's been clamped shut by an overly tight noseband used to disguise an open mouth. Now, of course, this requires that you have taken the time to find the correct bit shape for your horse's mouth, which is not always an easy thing to do. But the horse must be able to chew the bit softly, which is integral to the flexibility at the pole. Now, the next thing you need is energy, because once the rhythm is established, you need to work on your horse's energy levels. Because if your horse isn't working forward through his back to the contact, then he cannot be engaged or longitudinally supple. So you must maintain your horse's energy consistently throughout your schooling. Now, some horses lose energy in lateral work, on small circles, or when making transitions. And this will affect your horse's ability to stay through. Now, once you have those components in place, you can then encourage your horse to work over the back into an elastic contact using some exercise that we're going to talk about in a second. Now, throughout all of these exercises, you need to use half halts and you need to follow the horse's movement and keep your seat light so that you don't accidentally block the energy that is flowing through the horse's back. So, here are two exercises to improve your horse's longitudinal suppleness. Exercise number one is transitions. Now, in dressage, it's often said that transitions can improve everything. And to some extent, that is definitely true. And you can use transitions to help connect your horse to his back and improve his longitudinal suppleness. So, step number one is to ride a 20-meter circle in working trot, making sure that you keep your outside rein contact. And then put your horse in a very slight shoulder forward positioning and keep the horse's nose following his line of travel around the circle. Step number two is 3/4 of the way around the circle, make a transition to medium walk. Now keep your hands quiet whilst offering a slight resistance. The horse should keep following the hand, closing the frame slightly from behind but keeping his neck long. Step number three is you're going to repeat the exercise on the other rein. And then step number four is you're going to ride the same exercise with canter trot transitions. So keep the shoulder forward positioning and have the horse securely in your outside rein to maintain the connection through his back. You're going to canter 3/4 of the way around the 20-meter circle and then make a transition to working trot. Again, keep your hands quiet whilst offering a slight resistance. And again, you should feel the horse close the frame from behind, but keep his neck long. And again, you're going to repeat that exercise on the other rein. Now, throughout this exercise, you should start to feel your horse work through his back and the energy start to flow from behind. But if the connection is intermittent, then try these following fixes. So number one, if the horse lacks connection, it's probably because he's not working forward to the contact. So encourage the horse to go forward by using your inside leg. And that helps to put the horse's inside hind leg under his centre of gravity and pushes him more into your outside rein. Number two is that if the horse isn't taking the contact, then ride upward transitions to push the horse more forward to the hand. And lastly, number three, is if the horse is too forward, he may lose balance and connection. So therefore, you should be using downward transitions and half halts to help stabilise the balance. So now moving on to exercise number two, which is forward, round and down. Now, forwards, round and down is perhaps the most useful exercise you can use to encourage the horse to work through his back and to become more longitudinally supple. Now, as previously mentioned, this exercise features in some lower level dressage tests and is designed to show the judge how genuinely through or not the horse really is. Now, you can ride this exercise in a rising trot or in canter. Now, sometimes riding the exercise in canter in light seat helps to encourage the horse to release and relax his back. So, step number one, is you're going to ride a 20 metre circle in a rising working trot or canter. Now the horse must be working forwards with plenty of energy. And then step number two is you're going to keep the horse in your outside rein, but make sure that your contact remains elastic and gradually allow the horse to take the reins from you so that he follows the bit and keep riding forwards. Then step number three is keeping your legs on, gradually shorten your reins. And then as you return back to your working trot or canter, you should feel the horse's back swinging along underneath you. The steps should be bigger, rounder, more elevated and more uphill. Step number four is to then repeat this exercise on the other rein. So in essence, you're working on a circle, you're working actively forward with plenty of energy, and you're encouraging the horse to stretch over his back and to take the reins from you, stretching down towards the bit. Now, even though your reins will be longer in this part of the exercise, you should still have a contact with the horse's mouth. The horse should be stretching on a long rein, not a loose rein. And then after a few moments of working in this stretched frame, you're going to gradually shorten the reins again, returning to your normal frame for working trot or canter. Now within the stretched frame, you can also do exercises such as leg yield and smaller circles to further elasticise the top line and improve his longitudinal suppleness. Okay, so now let's talk about a little bit of troubleshooting with this exercise. Now the main problem that riders encounter when riding this exercise is that the horse simply sticks his head and neck out in front of him, hollowing his back rather than stretching round and down. Now if that happens, keep the outside rein contact and ask for a little more inside bend, taking care that you don't allow the horse to drift out through his shoulder. And then ride forwards into the contact until the horse feels more secure in your hand, and then try again. Now this exercise should be an enjoyable stretch for the horse, but if you're still having problems, then ride through exercise number one, which is the one where we were doing transitions on a circle. Do that a few times to help connect the horse through the use of transitions, and then come back to this exercise. So to wrap this episode up, longitudinal suppleness is crucial in dressage. Your horse's education cannot progress if your horse is tight and hollow through his back, so spending time on improving longitudinal suppleness is time very well spent. Now, provided that the above components are in place, improving the suppleness over the back is then a matter of connecting the horse through transitions, along with frequent variations of the outline. So you're putting the horse up into a shorter, taller frame for a short period, followed by stretching forwards, round and down. Now if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.